You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Bradish from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Tuesday, May 14. Charlize Martin was happy to be spending Christmas with her mother and alleged killer before she was shot and her body dumped in a barrel, a jury has heard. Justin Lawrence Stein has pleaded not guilty, accused of murdering the 9-year-old girl on or around January 12, 2022, in the Blue Mountains, west of Sydney. The trial began yesterday with a claim by Stein's lawyer that it was the girl's mother who pulled the trigger in the fatal shooting. Her grandfather has given evidence in court saying Charlize was happy and excited about the trip to spend Christmas and New Year's with her mother and Stein, and he was not concerned for her safety despite the couple's history of drug use. CCTV images captured the 33-year-old Stein at a BP service station in northwest Sydney the next day, towing a boat which was allegedly transporting a barrel containing Charlize's body. The barrel was found wedged in a tree near the Colo River, northwest of Sydney, on January 18, 4 days after Charlize was reported missing. The trial is expected to run for 6 weeks. A lawyer with alleged links to an organised crime gang has been accused of illegally sharing details of a sexual assault accuser. The 31-year-old man was arrested today at Granville Police Station in Sydney's West and charged with publishing the details of a complainant in a prescribed sexual offence. Investigators allege the man is a close associate of a high-profile organised crime family. The solicitor is accused of sharing sensitive case information to an unrelated third party while representing a 24-year-old man charged with sexual assault, allegedly including the name of the accuser. The solicitor was granted bail and will appear in Parramatta Local Court on June 11. If you have been affected by this story, call 1-800-RESPECT. The former Jetstar pilot accused of killing two missing campers in Victoria has faced court in Melbourne today. Greg Lynn has been charged with two counts of murder over the deaths of campers Carol Clay and Russell Hill in March 2020. Prosecutors allege that Mr. Lynn moved the bodies into his car trailer and set fire to their tent, camping items, and an area next to Mr. Hill's Land Cruiser to cover what is likely to have been Mrs. Clay's blood before hiding their bodies in bushland. He has pleaded not guilty to both charges. And it's been called a win for women in New South Wales, with those suffering from urinary tract infections now able to continue getting treatment through pharmacies after a year-long trial in New South Wales that saw over 16,000 women seek treatment. Any New South Wales chemist with suitable facilities and training for staff will be able to give consultations and prescriptions for UTI medications from June 1, allowing women to avoid a trip to the doctor. Women between 18 and 65 are eligible if their symptoms are consistent with an uncomplicated UTI. Doctors' groups have criticised the move as being a backward step in protecting patients' health. In Queensland, South Australia and Western Australia, pharmacies also supply antibiotics for UTIs, while in the ACT, Victoria and Tasmania, trials have been announced or are underway. That's your evening news headlines. On tomorrow's episode, we're talking about colleagues. The good, the bad, and the downright annoying. Are you a good colleague? Do you follow your workplace etiquette? Tune in to hear what makes a good or bad colleague. Check out The Quickie wherever you get your podcasts.
Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts, or head to help.mamamia.com.au.